is truly worthy of our praise. To see another day is just by the grace and the mercies of God. And this blessed Monday, we count it blessed to be alive, not just to be alive, but to know that we have our Father in heaven, and knowing that we're starting our week with our Lord Jesus Christ, and not just trying to put things together by ourselves, but the Lord leading us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
For that reason, we know that our week is blessed. Amen.
Amen.
We've been looking at intentional spiritual growth for end time ministers. This is the sixth session under this topic. And a sub under it has been be agreed with God. This is the third session that we're looking at, be agreed with God. And today's main topic is walk in the Spirit. I'll encourage you to send in any questions that you may have. Send them in so that through answering them, you can gain understanding. We do not want to pray amiss. We need to pray with the knowledge of wisdom. According to Proverbs chapter 24, verse 14, says that so shall the knowledge of wisdom be unto thy soul. And when thou hast found it, there shall be a reward, and thy expectations shall not be cut off. Your expectations, according to God's will for your life, will not be cut off in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And so we need to pray with the knowledge of wisdom. And Proverbs 21:16 says that the man that wandereth out of the way of understanding shall remain in the congregation of the dead. We don't want to be dwelling in the congregation of the dead. We need to live whilst on the earth. And so we must move by understanding. And because of this, send in your questions so that in answering the questions, because you may heard a statement during the sharing of the word, you may not fully understand. Send in questions so that as you are answered, you can gain full understanding as an intentional minister in God's end time. So under walk in the Spirit, Romans chapter 8 verse 1. Can we read it together from Romans 8 1? There is therefore now no condemnation
to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And we continue, for the law of the Spirit of life
in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death.
We know that the laws that were given, in breaking the law, the end result of it was death. So wherever you found the law, because the physical law could not be fully fulfilled all the time, it resulted in sin and death. But the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus makes us free from this law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. So we see spirit, we see flesh. Spirit, flesh. And in Romans 8:3, it says what the law could not do, that it was weak through the flesh. Because of the fallen state of our flesh, the flesh will always fail. No matter how many laws, someone will say the laws are made to be broken. The flesh would always fail. It was never strong enough. If the flesh could still be perfect and not breaking any laws, there would have been no need for God sending his own Son. But the flesh was weak. The law was weak through the flesh, meaning that the strength of the law could not prevail because the flesh was not able to always fulfill all the law. Imagine even parents with children in the house, don't do this, don't do that, don't do this, don't do that. By the time the parents come back, is everything okay? From their smiles, you can see that something has gone wrong somewhere. And you know, even as parents, sometimes you tell your children, don't do, but you know very well. And so you already make a provision to deal with that, because you know definitely out of their adventurous selves, they would break that rule. And we see that clearly in the Garden of Eden. That God, knowing that Adam would definitely break that, he already made provision for that. That's why that the lamb was slain before the foundations of the world. Before even the worldly system came into being, before even man fell, God had already made a provision. Before God asked Abraham to even sacrifice his son, he had already made a provision for it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so the flesh weakens the law. Romans 8:4, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And the Spirit there is big S, being the Holy Spirit. And verse 5, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. Listen carefully. For they that are after the flesh, as in pleasing the body, do mind the things of the flesh. Today is pedicure, tomorrow is man. It's not that those things are bad, but it's like that being mindful of it. They that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. Constantly it's about the looks. Constantly it's about the feeling. Constantly it's about the fleshly benefit or the benefit in the body. But they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. See after me, the things of the Spirit.
The things of the Spirit.
So today you are learning that there are things of the flesh and there are things of the Spirit. There are two separate things. And it continues, verse 6. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. To focus on just the body or the flesh, if you keep all the time being mindful of the body, it says it's death, and it's talking about spiritual death. Spiritual death. For physical death, every man born of a woman, he said, it shall die, and after that, judgment. So physical death, everyone will go through. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Life and peace. There's a lot in here, but we are here to pray. So we may not go very far, but with what the few that we've learned, we ought to pray. To be spiritually minded is life and peace. Please, let's say it together.
To be spiritually minded is life and peace.
One more time.
To be spiritually minded is life and peace.
So when you are thinking all the time about what will please your body, sometimes you're going to sing on stage and people are thinking about, look, I have to use a certain style that nobody has seen on a gospel stage before. I have to use a hairstyle that even the price of the hairstyle alone should be in the thousands of dollars. You see, I have to use a certain kind of lipstick that when I step out there, everybody must know that this designer lipstick. If this, as a child of God, is what your mind is constantly on about your looks, how expensive your high heels are, that your high heels can pay someone's salary or can pay someone's 2 years' rent, just your high heel alone. If these are the things that your mind is constantly on, I must get a job that can put all my children in international schools is good. But after all these things, if it stays there and your mind does not focus on spiritual things, even first of all, then there's a problem. Because just following the flesh will end in death. One day you sit down, you ask yourself, when I was young, I said I wanted to get a car. There's the car. And what happened? I wanted to get a house. Here's the house. What happened? Now I say I wanted to enlarge my bank account and have billions in it. And what happened after that? And after that, I wanted to have 7 houses so that all my children, I can give one to them. You sit down as an old person and you want, after all these things and what happened, you realize that there's still a certain emptiness in your soul. That carnal things cannot fail. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Life and peace. Money can't buy. Spirituality is what will deliver unto you life and peace. Because there are people who have so much, everything, but they don't have a certain peace that someone who may not have that much, but has Christ, would have. Life and peace. Another scripture says that mark the end of the just, for his end shall be peace. Peace. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Today, we are first thanking the Lord for revealing his word. For about some time now, we've been looking at walk with God, and he is revealing his words to us. Today, we are praying, thank you, Lord, for revealing this portion of your word to me. And Lord, I pray that you continue to grant me insight and revelation, that I walk with your word. Lift up your voice and begin
Jesus,
to pray in
the name of Jesus. Jesus, my God, thank you for revealing the word of God with your spirit. Lord Jesus, thank you for revealing your word. Thank you for giving me a deep understanding.
Give me, Lord,
that living a spiritual
life. In the
life,
name of Jesus, and what has gone for the
life
and
peace,
life,
Lord.
God.
In the name of Jesus, Mosataya na 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 bosha gada gada
you,
Libra kataya na 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 na
bosha gada gada
You are praying that, Lord, grant me the grace to walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit, according to your Spirit, in the mighty name of Jesus. The grace not to walk not according to the flesh, but according to your Spirit, in the mighty name of Jesus. For my flesh is weak, but Lord, you said when I walk by your Spirit, Lord, even it leads to life and to death, in the mighty name of Jesus.
The
mighty name of Jesus. For where the law was made weak, even through the deadness of the flesh, Lord, even you said, Lord, even by your Son, the sacrifice of your Son Christ Jesus, Lord, even you've given us life again. Strengthen us by the Spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. For by the law I cannot please you, but by the Spirit, by the Spirit, by the Spirit, Lord, I can walk to please you. Lord, I live in the body, but I don't want to live by the body, but by the Spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. I can only do that by your help, O Lord. Today I cry out unto you. I cry out unto you. Help me walk by the Spirit. Help me walk by the Spirit and not according to the flesh. Not according to the flesh. Not according to the flesh. Jesus walked by the Spirit. To him was given the Spirit without measure. He walked by the Spirit, and wherever Jesus went, there was nothing called problem that could prevail, because Jesus by the Spirit would bring solutions to every single problem. When you walk by the Spirit, no problem will stand before you. Hallelujah. You are praying that, Lord, grant me the grace to walk by the Spirit. And like Jesus did, everywhere he went about doing good. Everywhere I am, by your Spirit, let there be the manifestation of your power, bringing solutions to any problem that I encounter. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. To walk by the Spirit, bringing solutions to wherever any problem is encountered, in the mighty name of Jesus. Walk by the Spirit, the grace to walk by the Spirit. I surrender all to thee, my surrender. If you haven't given your life to Christ, today is an opportune moment to do so. You cannot walk by the Spirit without a relationship through Christ Jesus with our Heavenly Father. You cannot have the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of who grants us the grace to walk in pleasing the Lord. You cannot have the Holy Spirit except you have given your life to Christ Jesus and surrendered your life to the Lordship of Christ Jesus. Before we go into worship, I'm giving you this opportunity. Give your life to Christ. Just say this short prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I admit that I'm a sinner. Without you, I can't save myself. Today I cry out unto you, Jesus, Son of the living God, save me. Be the Lord and master over my life from today and forevermore. I yield my life completely to you. Let me be your servant and grant me your Holy Spirit, that from today I can live a life that is pleasing unto you. I thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name have I prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. Jesus, 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 our hotel for mourning, winding to Jesus, 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 a hotel for moving,
just gave your life to Christ, kindly contact us via email info@glowmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you.
Shall we share the grace? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. We'll meet again at 12 p.m. from tomorrow. Shalom.